see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, January the 8th, and it is the first time we're talking to Bonnie Pintozzi this decade, Bonnie.
Yay! Happy New Year! This is exciting.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year of travel. Everybody making their resolutions. I like to call them adding plans and starting to save for the next destination. That's my resolution.
What they're doing right now is making lots of reservations. Our office has been really busy, which is great. This is considered, from the cruise line industry, the best time to make reservations if you're going to cruise. Hmm. It's called wave season. Wave season.
What does that mean?
Wave season is normally between January and February. It's traditionally a time of the year that the airlines will put their specials out. They'll put their things they're going to put their, the deals are going to be the best deals probably of the year out, because part of it is the psychological. It's winter.
Yeah.
People are thinking they're going away. It's a good time for the cruise lines to kind of get a feel for what their yield factor is going to be, because these ships are not going to sail empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking, if I wait until closer in,
right,
don't do that.
No.
Because this is the time you can save some real money. Or not only is it money, it's the benefits. It's the extra amenities and values, you know. We joke around always about the BOGO and everything. But there's a time when all this stuff makes some sense as far as that.
You know, I know we're hoping to have a guest that's joining us at mm-hmm. some point. I know we're having some difficulty finding this person. But I was just thinking about some of those bucket list items that I've recently wanted, have added. And one is the transatlantic crossing.
Oh,
I've always wanted to do that. You start in New York, you can end, you know, maybe even over in Southampton. And I know that Cunard has something similar
that
Amanda may be talking about. But that's the Northern Atlantic eastbound crossing is now officially on my list.
Well, and if you think about Cunard, you know, and that is who our guest is today. Hopefully we can reach Amanda. But when you think of Cunard, you're talking about a rich history. These are the queens. These are the Queen Mary, okay? These are the Queen Elizabeth. These are all these ones that are out there mm-hmm. that are notorious. And they were designed. Those ships were designed. And they obviously have been upgraded because they have been around for a long time. Designed to do these transatlantic crossings. You don't feel.
Yeah.
You don't feel that. The motion that you might think, because, and you're going over really in style. And one of these sailings, I think, and I know you're talking about transatlantic, and I'm just looking at it, it's kind of like the Queen Mary II is doing the Caribbean and South America this year, and in 2021, they're going to go on some of these voyages that'll be able to go from, you know, 23 different combinations, ranging from 2 to 73 nights.
Wow.
Okay. 17 ports, 14 countries. And you know what's really cool in one of them? They're going to overnight in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not just overnighting. It's during Carnival. So they are going to be there when that famous Carnival is going on. So you would be able to participate and enjoy that, because think about, the ship is your home.
Well, add that to my list, too.
Add that one, because one's going to be a lot of fun to go. And, of course, the world voyage. I mean, it's mm-hmm. that their journeys of a lifetime. We talk about them for so many things and so many amenities and the booking incentives. And, you know, right now it's an early booking incentive on the full world voyage, mm-hmm. which is 89 nights or longer.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're thinking about renting a home for a couple months to get away, Think about that. That's How about it? More fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Well, it is. We're kind of doing a bit of a potpourri until we find our guest, if that happens. Mm-hmm. So you can call us at 947-0023. That's 947-0023. One of the big changes for 2020 is something that we are calling the Real ID.
Yes, the Real ID, it's here.
It's here.
2020 is here. We've been talking about it for years. By October, okay, you have to have that. I'll be going through that in March myself.
I'm doing it in February.
I know, very exciting, so I get to do it too. And, you know, it's not difficult. You just have to make sure you read up on it. If you have questions, you can call me. There are pamphlets all over at the Secretary of State's office, you know, where you would normally get, like, your motor vehicle, everything and done. They've got, you know, you go in there, they'll take care of it. But you can't just walk in and say, hi, I'm here for the Real ID. There is paperwork. There are things you need to take.
Yeah.
So please make sure. And if you have any questions, you can go right online. And even if you go Real ID Michigan, if that's what you remember out of this conversation, or you can go to the Secretary of State's on the website, it'll take you through exactly what this is.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
It really started after 9/11. If you think about how long it's been taking to kind of roll across the country, a lot of other states are all done with it.
Yeah, right.
But we have to have it. Will you be able to fly if you don't have that on? No.
You will not.
You will not, unless you have a passport.
And then you'll be fine.
Then you'll be fine. But you want to put it, you want the Real ID down there. It's going to be very simple. It's not difficult to do.
I mean, I know a lot of people worry about privacy and hacking in this day and age. So what exactly is changing about this particular identification, whether it's a state-issued ID or a driver's license? What makes it the Real ID?
I think it's because, one, the information you're asking, I'm not asked for my birth certificate. I'm not asked for a lot of things when I go and get a normal renewal and a license or whatever be the case. This is going to have paperwork that really identifies yourself.
Mm.
Okay. And I know
it's similar then to like a passport.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. But a lot of people say, I'm never going to travel internationally. You will need the Real ID to travel domestically.
Right.
So it's a little different than saying, okay, I have a passport because I'm going to travel internationally. You can use your Real ID for that domestic travel. And, of course, you'll need a passport, too, also for international travel.
Okay, so it doesn't replace your passport.
No.
But you definitely need it, even if you're just taking, you know, the flight to Chicago.
You bet.
Okay. And again, 947-0023. And a potpourri Wednesday. What do you have for me, Bonnie?
Well, I have another thing. I do want to mention this about Cunard. They're going back to Alaska. It's the first time in 20 years. When they bring that ship in, that one of the queens comes in, and they're going to do the round trip Vancouver, Canada, and, you know, voyages and things like that for 10-night trips, it's going to be exciting, and they've got some great prices out right now.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable pricing.
Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable pricing. And so, you know, when we look at this and we start thinking, but the pricing's now, okay, mm-hmm. it's not going to be, you know, a month and a half from now. It's now that you want to get into it. And I know if we had Amanda with us, Amanda would be stressing how important that is.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting stuff. The other thing that when we look at the seasonality of things, we start looking about trends in the industry. Mm-hmm. So where are people going to go this year that they maybe didn't go last year?
Yeah.
And there's four, what I found are the biggest travel trends, okay, if you look at it. People are going to be going to motion-based travel.
Motion
is here to stay. So when we talk about back roads, for instance, hiking, biking, walking, those types of things, being very active when you're going someplace, it is here to stay. It's like 140% up in cycle trips to North America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. They're given the options for me to vacation the way I want to, like bike to boat vacations in Croatia. I mean, looking at some of these itineraries, swim-specific tours in the Maldives or the Bahamas, how cool. We're in motion. We're out there and wondering what we're going to do, but boy, is that going to be a lot of fun. And actually, when we look at the cornerstone for some of the high-end luxury travel experiences, the hotels, airlines are all trying to come up with creative ways to have that. And this one is definitely traveling off the beaten path. Definitely, yeah. We want to do that. We're, you know, even if you think about Paris, people go, well, you know, that's a destination that, you know, when you see the Eiffel Tower, you can get into so many different places that you wouldn't even think to go to. And that's the way the customized travel is going right now.
All right. So that's one of the trends.
Yeah, that's some of the trends some that are the out trends. There. But, you know, the biggest deal is you just want to have those immersive experiences. We talked about that last year. We talked about that quite a bit last year. But you know what? It's even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's even more. Yeah, and the customization and the way in which we travel with our families or the way we want to get to see the world is out there. And sometimes you and I, before the show, we started talking about what impact's going on right now.
Right.
You know, with some of the things that are going on in the Middle East.
I'm glad that we're bringing this up because, you know, this is an announcement about 3-4 hours ago now that, you know, you have major airlines that are diverting their flights from the Iranian and Iraqi airspace,
right.
Which is, I mean, that makes a lot of sense given what happened last night with the missile launch, ballistic missile attack in Iraq. This is one of those things that happens, and I know this to be a fact. When people go into your office, they ask you three words. Is it safe?
Yes.
And, you know, whether you're traveling in the Middle East or you're traveling really anywhere in the world, people are asking, is it safe? If for good reason. You know, we have elevated terror alerts, and, you know, people are wondering this. When it comes to the air travel, this happens more often than maybe we think, where you divert based on different things that are happening in the world, right?
Yes, we do. And you're absolutely right, Crystal. Actually, the statistics from last year, and I read an industry statistic, 84% of the people who want to travel, that's the number one question on their mind, is it safe? In actually 2019, that statistic went up 87%.
Oh, boy.
But 96% of the people surveyed said they're going to travel. It's just they need to be prepared.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's something we help with, because if you're going to go internationally, getting the information about where the embassies are located, you know, the STEP program that you can sign up for, which gives you alerts and different things like that from, you know, looking, you know, instead of having to look on, you know, line at the State Department. All of those things are out there just in case. Maybe you lost your passport. It doesn't have to be a threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you lost it. You need to know where an embassy is located and all that information. And we can help provide that for you when we're doing it. But absolutely, the airspace is just being watched. The airlines are looking at it and going, okay, we have to reroute this. But it's amazing how fast they can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And are doing it right now.
Yeah. And, you know, you also have the FAA that is restricting commercial U.S. flights from operating in the airspace right now over Iraq, Iran, and the waters of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. So, you know, this is, I should say, it's not just the U.S. that's doing it, not just the FAA. It's Air France, it's Malaysia Airlines, it's Taiwan, it's Singapore Airlines. They're all, you know, agreeing not to fly over Iran at this point. So, you know, when we talk about it, is it safe? And I feel like we're in a position right now where we have been in some sort of active military engagement in the Middle East for a very long time. I think everyone thinks after 9/11, but we've had beef, if you will, with Iran since like 1979.
Yeah.
This has been a very long time. And this question of is it safe, it's not just for the Middle East. I think this is the kind of thing people ask anytime they travel anywhere.
They do.
You know?
Crystal, you're absolutely right. That percentage is that I just said that that's the number one question. People want to go somewhere where they feel that it's going to be safe. Now, can we guarantee that if somebody goes to a small town, you know, travels to a small town, that something may not happen? You know, you can't. But you have to be more aware of your surroundings and what you are doing. And, you know, there's a lot of all-inclusive destinations. Yeah. There's a lot of places where people say, you know, I want to visit a destination, but I just want to maybe stay there and enjoy their beaches, their this, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. Is it family friendly?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's the qualifications and the descriptions of where you can go in this world. Those details are important, and that's where we help find that type of destination.
You know, one of the questions I have is about travel insurance when it comes to this, mm-hmm. because oftentimes we think about travel insurance because, oh, what if something happens, and what if you get sick? What if a family member gets sick? What if there's a reason that you have to cancel your plans? But peace of mind. What if you just, you have a book plan, you know, a trip planned, and you see some things that are going on that are on the national scale, and you go, I just don't know if I want to do that anymore. Is that covered with travel insurance?
Yeah, it's really important to take out travel insurance. Now, if you look at it, you might say, well, that's pricey or whatever. It is based on the cost of
right.
the trip you're purchasing from most insurance companies that we work with. But it is a peace of mind thing, and the degrees of which coverage you can get vary. Cancel for any reason is probably the most expensive part of it,
mm-hmm.
part of the insurance. But I can tell you, it's the best coverage
right.
as well.
Right, well, because it's any reason.
Any reason, you know. So we're talking medical. We're talking a lot of stuff. That's a good insurance policy to have. But people will look at it and say, oh, maybe I'll take the one right below it because I do want the medical. And especially if you do get ill in some place where you have to be medevaced.
Oh.
You can't believe the expense. It could be over $25,000
oh my gosh.
For that to happen. So that's why we say, you know, please consider this strongly, that taking out travel insurance is great
right.
for you to do. Because it is that peace of mind. And, you know, if you never have to use it, that's not a bad thing. It's just like our own personal insurance that we take out for our
mm-hmm.
homes, for our cars, for everything else. If you never have to use it, yeah, we pay for it, but it's, you know, that's a good thing.
Could it also be said that a travel agent provides a certain level of peace of mind as well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think about this with recently we've had a lot of, even locally here at the Cherry Capital Airport, you had, you know, people, flights that were delayed or canceled. You had flights that were sort of circling Traverse City on Sunday night and not, you know, wouldn't.
And have five planes land
yeah.
at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that if you are stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And you want to get home
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just hang out in a hotel for a couple of days. Having a travel agent go through that for you.
Yes.
And just tell you, go to this gate, do it now.
Right.
That is huge.
It is huge. And, you know, for our purposes at the Travel Authority, we have a 24/7 after hours number.
Nice.
And that after hours number, they are some of the best agents out there. They can help you get reaccommodated. But having a phone number to call to say, hi, I am like stranded. Or when you take out, like, and people know, we sell a lot of Delta Vacations. Delta Vacations is great because you have your airline that's
mm-hmm.
connected to your whole land package. You save money with it. They have a number that's on every document that you receive for your trip with an 800 number that says call us because they can do that reaccommodations as well. But, no, that's we couldn't operate a professional travel
right.
management company or anything for our corporate clients or our leisure clients without having those services.
That makes total sense. Before we run out of time here, Bonnie, one last question. You mentioned the word immersive, which when it comes to travel now, that is the buzzword. I don't think that's going anywhere. Immersive travel is very big. And oftentimes that means people want to go off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to stay in the main tourist
destination.
They want
to meet the locals. They
want to meet
do
the locals.
Things.
And my question was, as a travel agent, if I wanted to maybe take part in a vacation, like an Airbnb situation,
mm-hmm.
can I have my agent
yeah.
book that?
Yeah, we can
wow.
help you with all that stuff. You know, there's a lot of companies that we work with that probably most clients, you know, would not find on if they Google and stuff
right.
like that. So we have that opportunity.
So if you want to be really immersive and stay actually in a village, in somebody's home, you can book that.
And a lot of the companies that we work with that are also tour companies, okay? don't get led that tour companies are, oh, we have 48 other people with us on this trip. Yeah. That doesn't mean that's how we refer to them. They have all these different services. They have the people that are right there that are doing it too. So I think that's the important part of what the industry is all about. It's our job is to help you find the right trip, get you there the best way, and have you come home and tell us all the fun things you did.
You know, I think that this is going to be kind of a rebuilding year for me in terms of travel, but 2021, look out. We're going to go places.
Yes, we are.
Before we go, what is your number one destination right now as a sort of a New Year's resolution for travel?
For me or
yes,
for general?
You.
For me, it would definitely be... I hadn't even thought about it yet.
You're like, I talk travel all the time.
I know, I talk travel all the time, and I talk to all these wonderful you know, suppliers and everything like that. Actually, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't have that in my mind right now. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate in my career to have traveled to a lot of places. I can tell you that some places are now starting to come out and become trending and that mm-hmm. you wouldn't even think. And that'll come up on one of our next different shows that we're going to have about those destinations that are now trending. Because remember years ago, only a few years ago, it said, it's Iceland. It's all about Iceland.
Always.
And it's still popular, but I can tell you right now, there are so many other ones that are out there right now that, you know, have not been heavily, you know, traveled to from tourists. And that's what makes them unique, because they're unspoiled.
You know, I usually am very big on European and Northern destinations. Mm-hmm. I told you that the transatlantic passage is on my list.
Yes.
But Alaska's on my list. But I have to say Costa Rica is definitely on my list too for warm destinations and the world's best fishing.
And we found some of the world's best destination weddings when I was looking up.
Oh,
whoa.
Gosh. Well, it's the time for destination weddings too, Bonnie.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. If you are looking to plan a trip that is something that you will never, ever forget, and you don't have to worry about anything because you have someone on your side, call the Travel Authority. You can also contact them right here in the Traverse City office on Cass Street, right next to, you kind of are sharing a building now.
Yes,
with
right
Franklin.
Next to Franklin.
Yeah.
Yes, we're right there.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
Thank you.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself.